Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 24th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, in studio, we have Katie Wright from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
And we have Ray Blossfield with us from the Leadership Class. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being here, you guys. How's everybody doing? Katie, how you been holding up?
I've been doing pretty good.
Good to hear. Ray, how are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
And good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Ray was just telling us he hasn't been on radio before. So far, so good. You're doing well, Ray.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here, and especially to focus on the leadership class today and kind of give people not only an idea of what the leadership class is, but what it's like to be a part of it. And I want to get right into that first, and then we'll kind of go to Katie and talk about what the leadership class is involved and how people can get involved in it. Ray, how did you hear about this, and how did you become a part of it?
I heard through our human resources department. They had kind of reached out since I grew up in the area. I'm from the community. They thought I would be a good fit, and I ultimately thought it would be a good, you know, learning experience for me and kind of get my foot into the community. And you know, I've lived here a long time and I haven't been able to give back what I would like to see the community be.
Right on. What business do you work at?
I work at the Sand Valley Golf Resort.
Right on. Yeah. Shout out to Sand Valley.
Shout
good
out
people
to Sand
over
Valley.
There.
Yep.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been there?
I've been there for 5 seasons.
Okay.
I kind of was more part-time starting out and then kind of was able to work my way into a management role, and I'll be going on my 6th season.
Right on, man. Way to be.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And I know how hard that grind can be. That's cool to hear.
It was a good grind. Yeah, it was worth it.
Right on. And so did you get that position before joining the leadership class or after?
I had that position already, and then they had reached out about the position.
And so as you were telling us, that once they offered this and you see that opportunity, you see an opportunity to grow as a leader, but also maybe learn some things, but also to give back.
And get more involved. You know,
right.
It's something where you kind of just sit back and you don't really do the work to kind of be involved, and that's something I want to grind for the community as well, not just reap the benefits of everybody else that's helping out. I kind of want to grind and kind of get my nose to the ground.
It's interesting when you talk to people and you take a minute and you find how much we have in common and how much we are alike. And while you and I, we don't know each other, I'm guessing you and I were born and raised in different areas, but we both have a similar tie right there. When I came to this area, this town gave me an opportunity that I didn't have in other places. I got to be a kid for a little bit. I got to make friends. I got to do a lot of those things. My children are all born here. A lot of those kind of things. So I first couple of years I move here, I'm a knucklehead, and I miss my friends and all that, and back home and all these things. And as an adult, I move away, I come back, and I realize I'm a knucklehead. Like, I have not appreciated this area nearly enough. I thought I did, but I didn't have a real good grasp of it. And I wanted to make good on that. I wanted to give back. I wanted to put back into this community that has given me so much.
Right.
And I'm not alone. You yourself, there's so many other people that are like that, where you run into, and whether it is longtime residents or people that have just moved here, there's something in this area, something about this community where it's not just, oh, this is great, this is a fun community. It's all those things. And how can I put back into this community? How can I give some of what I have received?
Right. And it's a beautiful community and, you know, great area. But, you know, it takes you. Once you leave it, that's when it's kind of like, wow, I miss it, you know. And I did leave for a little bit. I was kind of out of the area. Then now I'm back. It's like I got to do better and get involved. And,
right.
And I thought this program was the perfect part to kind of get me into the people I would like to know around the community and kind of be a voice.
And when it comes to being in this and being enrolled in this, it's something that businesses will usually take the initiative of. They will get you enrolled in these things.
Yeah, that's at least how kind of it was reached out, kind of. Businesses in the area, if they have somebody that's kind of in a role that they're young and they want to grow, it's a perfect opportunity.
And what kind of things, how long have you been a part of the leadership program?
I believe we started in October was our first session, I believe, and just kind of learning from some people that have done the program before and just kind of being involved with other people that that are similar to my age or wanna become that pillar, you know, for the community.
Yeah. It's one of those things where leadership isn't something that you have to naturally be born with. I genuinely believe that every single human being has leadership qualities in them. I think everybody can be a leader. Some people don't get an opportunity. Some people don't see it in themselves. And other times, it's something that you truly have to kind of learn and grow into. Yeah. And a program like this is one of the only ones, because I've done, every year we talk about this program, I look into it and I'm like, well, is anybody else doing anything like this? And no, this is one of the few things like this, not only in our area, but really in Wisconsin, right, of this kind of program, where it's one thing, hey, be a leader. But okay, well, how do I do that? Like, that's a whole different ball game. You're actually giving people some skill sets, some ideas, some other people to learn off of, to be able to be that leader that we're looking for. What does that some of that involve? What has it been like being a part of this program?
So it's a lot of kind of learning who you are first, your traits, what kind of learner you are. You're the opposite of that. You know, if you're one type of learner, what comes with those flaws, and trying to see other people see you in a light. But you know, for me, being a leader is just kind of, you know, I'm more of a kind of lead by example leader. Yeah. You know, I'll go out and I'll do things, and there's nothing that I would ask my team or anybody that I wouldn't do. You know, I wouldn't send them out and do things that I wouldn't be able to be capable to do. But it just kind of, it breaks down kind of habits, you know, who you have to be as a person to be able to lead the way you want to. So for me, it's kind of figuring out who I am as a person and wanting to get better, and then, you know, kind of trying to lead people to be, you know, who they want to be, but don't try to, you know, try to put them in the light where they're going to be successful. And it's been a great program, and just seeing how other people are learning, you know.
It comes back to that old analogy of our human instinct is to take care of others. You're on a plane, it's crashing, your instinct is to put the mask on your kid or whoever's sitting next to you. But if you try to do that, you're probably going to pass out before you even get it on them, and you're both out. You got to put it on you first and then get it on them. You take care of your own backyard, you're going to be able to help others.
Right.
You learn about yourself, you know yourself that well. That's how you can truly help other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best, that's been the most eye-opening experience about this, is figuring out who I am as a leader, and then, you know, and then bring it to life.
I mean, that alone feels like worth it, to be able to take something like this, do something like this. That's great for individuals, but what you can do with that knowledge to the next, you know, taking it to the next step, to your coworkers and all that, that's an added bonus right there.
Yeah, yeah, and I can ultimately see where I'm going to, you know, take all the things that I've learned and just kind of use it in my career.
One of the other things I love about this program is the relationships that can be built, the kind of organic stuff that happens that wouldn't happen unless you guys are in the room together. You know,
right.
How many people have you run into in this program that you probably wouldn't have run into otherwise, I imagine?
Right, yeah, and it's a great group. I think there's, you know, at least in our group, there are 16 people, at least 15, but even the people that they bring in as guest speakers that are around the community, that we are aware that they're there. You know, we're going to other facilities, you know, Mid-State, McMillan, just kind of knowing what the community has to bring, and it's been a great experience so far.
When Krista and I from the Chamber have talked about this in the program in the past, one of the things that both of us love bringing up right away is all the friendships that have grown from this, lifetime friendships. We've had a couple meet and end up together through this program and everything, which the foolish romantic in me loves. I don't know if that has any real added context to this, but I just have to mention it because I think it's cool. Things like that that happen organically. That's another big part of this, and something that Katie and I talk about with coffee with the Chamber and other events like that. One of the nice things the Chamber does is setting up these events, giving you chances to have who knows what happened, you know, kind of an organic situation. Just you run into people you may not see or haven't seen in a long time, or people you may never even meet otherwise. It's a fun part of all of this. What are some things that you would encourage others to, what are some things that stand out to you, Ray, about this program that you would encourage others to look into for? Is there anything that stands out to you right away, like other than some of the things we've mentioned already?
I would say just kind of know what's in your community. I mean, there's things that that's been brought up that I had no clue that we had resources for, or just Bureau, you know, the Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, just things that I didn't know that people that are in our you know, in my group that they, you know, work for, and, you know, they have great, great information about what's coming up in the future, or just kind of, you know, staying involved in the community. And that's something that I kind of lack. And that's, you know, the information's out there, you know, it's just got to go out and find it. And this community does a good job of broadcasting it, and just got to work with the right people.
You know, there's all these things that we can grow and get better at and excel at. And we don't really know that until we have somebody kind of, especially an outside person, kind of give us like, hey, you're great at this, this, and this. This you could use a little help on. This you could use a little assistance on. This program really does a nice job of that. Really, not only understanding your skill set, but I think even building some confidence in that skill set. Oh, I thought I was good at this. This person says I'm good at it too. And you can't get enough of that in life. Like, there's never been a time where, oh, enough compliments, please. I can't take any more. Like, there's, it's always a nice thing to be encouraged, and how far that can take you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the time commitment to something like this? You work in a 40-plus hour job. You've got a personal life, all these things. Are you able, how does this mix into all of that?
We do have a monthly meeting that we meet at some place in the area, in the community. And then on the back end, we'll have to figure out times where each group kind of works on their own little project before the end of the season. And it's just trying to schedule everybody's, you know, make sure everybody can meet, and make sure that we all kind of communicate with each other what our next plan is if nobody can make the meeting. But we do a good job of communicating between texts and Gmails and, you know, our presentation blog. And we try to keep each other informed, but it's just, you know, you got to carve that time out, and it's very important.
It's not a huge time commitment, but the you get what you put in.
Right.
And in order to, you know, get the full benefits of this, you are going to be a part of those things. But again, we're not talking a 20-hour a month thing. You know, this isn't like that necessarily.
Right. Yeah. You got your monthly meetings and just trying to coordinate with your group. And, you know, Sand Valley is aware of that and, you know, is very cool with me making sure that I am good with this commitment.
Well, that's as much as I want to talk to people individually out there with this. Whenever we talk about this one, I really am trying to hit on businesses and make sure that businesses out there hear how valuable of a program this is, how beneficial it is. The investment that you're making with when you are, you know, you have your clients be a part of something like this. Not only does that money stay in town and goes to the chamber, helps the chamber do a lot of the work, the great work that they're doing and all these things, but you're investing in people. And anytime you're investing in people, I have a hard time believing that you're not going to get your money's worth, that right. You're not getting a return on your investment. I don't care what you're spending. You're spending it on people, you're going to get a return on that investment. Yeah. And people, more times than not, are going to show you that. And this is a great program they give you as an example of that.
Yeah.
I got a two-parter, well, a question for both of you here now. What kind of people you think would be good to be a part of this program? Ray, you've kind of given us a bit of your background, a little of your kind of history, your origin story, if you don't mind. What kind of people do you think? Similar people to yourself? Other people out there?
I would say probably similar to me, someone that's kind of new into business, trying to build their career as a leader, maybe as a manager, and wants to take those steps to, you know, learn from the people in the community, and just try to be the best that they can. But I think it would be great for young people, or, you know, people that have been in the community for, you know, a little while and just want to give back more, and just be more involved. You know, I think it's good for anybody that just wants to, you know, up their game and their leadership style.
Ray, just a side question here. You don't have any interest in radio, do you? He's got a great voice. He's very good at this. I need this job, Ray. Do not take my job from me.
Maybe some part-time, yeah.
All right, great, great. Yeah. I got a competition. No, you got a good voice for this,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Katie, how would you answer that? Who do you think would be good for good participants to be a part of this program?
Well, what about my radio voice?
Nah, yours is, I've told you on and off air, you got a great radio voice.
No, I think, you know, to piggyback on Ray, you know, people in that new to being management, I think it would be a great opportunity for them too. But really, I think anybody that, you know, wants to, you know, expand their career, definitely go for it.
Similar to other conversations we've had, Katie, you and I are both transplants. We're not from here normally or originally and everything. But people like us, I think, would be really good for a program like this, too.
Oh, for sure. And, you, I mean, to know the area, too, I think it's great.
So. Yeah. It's a great way to first meet people. It's a great way to learn more about the area. And again, one of those things that just kind of keeps giving, because I have people come in all the time that are a part of other organizations or nonprofits, and this will come up, and oh, yeah, I took that class. It was very bad. You know, I learned this and this, and I'm still friends with so-and-so. I've literally never heard a negative thing about this program. Like, not one thing. It's really remarkable, and it's such a cool thing, and it's been going on for so long that all these factors tell you it's putting good into the community. They're not going to keep doing it if it's not.
Right.
And if businesses aren't using this for their employees. It's popular, and it has done well for many years for a reason.
Yeah.
When it comes to, I'm a business out there, I'm hearing this, and this sounds really good for my employees, I want to find out more about it, or maybe I want to register my employees, Katie. What should I need to know, and where can I go from there with that?
So I know Chris is kind of handling all of that, so definitely call us, and then we'll kind of get you situated for the next one coming this year.
Mm-hmm. While there is one, as Katie mentioned, Sarah, there is one currently going on. Mm-hmm. You can be a part of the next one. They do these, is it once a year, twice a year that this goes? I believe it's once a year, but either way, there's another one coming up. You can be a part of it. Krista Kuhn, Vice President over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and a good morning, Krista. You can reach her at vp@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. It's vp@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Katie, we got a handful of minutes here. I did want to mention just some other local events, some things going on with you guys. Where do you want to start with that?
Well, let's start with Coffee at the Chamber.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. It is a virtual event, so you can register online at the Chamber's website. And then we have Jennifer Revels, who is with Revels Consulting. She'll talk about 4 simple tools to retain your key employees. So I think that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Start off the year right.
Yeah.
Bang.
Well, and one of the bigger concerns for employers right now is hanging on and keeping your good employees.
Yes.
Somebody who really knows what she's talking about, like Jennifer there, she's done this many of these conversations,
yes,
and done a lot of homework on this subject. It's a great one. And, just not to steal any of Jennifer's thunder or anything, but I can think of one good way to keep your employees is to have them be a part of the leadership program.
Exactly.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. But this is a great event, as all the Coffee with the Chambers are. Do you need to register for this event? Anything like that, Katie?
Yep. So online at the Chambers website, if you go to our events page and go to January 24th, you'll see Coffee at the Chamber, and click on it and register. It's free.
It's a free event. Just ask that you register again, 7:30 to 8:30, January 25th. So coming up tomorrow. That'll be a good one. We got some good stuff coming up in February as well.
Well, let's talk about James' birthday. So February 20th.
I don't get taken off guard very often. That definitely did it. I did not see that coming. That is not where I thought you were going.
So it's at Bee's Tap House for Off the Clock, you guys.
That's funny. That was good. Well played, Katie. Yeah, in 2023, Off the Clock at Bee's Tap House does happen to fall on February 20th.
Yes.
That is true. That is very true. This
is
a good
birthday
one.
Parties from 4 to 6.
Much more importantly, this is a great networking opportunity.
Yes, absolutely.
For people. Got appetizers, raffle prizes.
Yes. Yeah.
You embarrass me. So now I'm just rambling to just cover my bases so my face doesn't turn completely red. We do love our friends over at Bee's Tap House. A good morning to all of them. They do a great job hosting these.
They do. It's a great place to go to if you haven't ever been there.
Yeah. The atmosphere, I love the feel as soon as you walk in there. And it's nice that with the space that they have, that they take advantage of that by like opening up their building to events like this and everything. It's a lot of fun. If nobody's attended an Off the Clock before, Katie, what can we tell them about the event?
Yeah, so it's basically just a bunch of business owners or whomever at this event. Bring your business card because you don't know who you're going to meet there. But there's a lot of nice people and just it's a very, very good networking event. So
as I mentioned, there'll be appetizers, raffle prizes, and it's, again, open to the public, free to attend. And it's what we were talking about before, about organic ways to run into people, to meet people.
Yeah.
This is another one of those events for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm a business out there and I'm hearing some of these off the clock yeah. or Coffee with the Chamber, some of these cool events, not just a business, maybe I'm a speaker out there that I think, what I talk about would be really good for the Chamber. How can I reach out to you guys? Is there a way that I can reach you guys and maybe schedule something to be a part of one of these events?
Absolutely. So Stacy actually does a lot of our Coffee with the Chamber. So just make sure you contact Stacy, our president, and she will get you kind of going on a next date to do it.
Always like to encourage people too. While Katie and I cover a lot here in our conversations, there is so much more that the Chamber offers and does. There is employment opportunities. There is other news about different events going on in our area. If you take a look at their programs and their events calendar or their signature events, you can see more of that just by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And as the leadership program that we were talking about before, if you're interested in that, whether you're a business or employee, you can contact Vice President of the Chamber, Krista Kuhn, at VP@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, VP@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. I think we covered everything, Katie.
I think we got it.
Really good time talking with you, Ray. Thanks a lot for being in with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I do want to send another shout out again to Sand Valley and the great stuff that they do over there, and always appreciate the work that they're putting into our community.
Yep. Shout out Sam Val.
Yeah, and Katie, always good to see you. Say hi to everybody over there for
us,
okay? And we'll talk with you again real soon. Stick around, everybody. Got Morning Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.